have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
My friend. well. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord on tonight. Come on, put your sanctified hands together and give God some glory. Hallelujah. How many of you know that it's working? It's working. Tell somebody it's working for my good. It's working for my good. It's working out in my favor. You got to make that declaration over yourself. It's working out in my favor. I don't care what they said. I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care what people say about it. You got to believe tonight that it's working for your good. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and call a neighbor. Call a friend. Let them know that Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter is on the line tonight. Go ahead and call them up now. Call them up by three-way. I don't care how you do. Get on Facebook. Tag them in this, in my post. Call them and let them know I'm on the line tonight as promised. Amen. God has done it again. Somebody say, God has done it again. I'm here tonight only because he made a way. Hallelujah. We are so elated tonight to be here with you, and we're just excited about what God is doing. I need y'all out there to be praying for my voice. I need y'all to be praying for my vocals. I'm telling you, God is working this thing out. A lot of times we have been dealing with distractions and other things that get in our way sometimes, and we allow it. You know what I mean? So sometimes you can't blame everything on the devil, you know, because everything is not the devil's fault. It's your fault for allowing it to happen. And so because of the distractions, you know, we are holding up the process of what God wants to do for us. Amen. We've been praying and fasting and covering things in prayer, but then you allow little things to come and get you off course. You allow little things to take you all the way back. Do you not know it's when you leave your post, and I'm not picking on anybody, I'm just sharing some information. You know, I love to share information. When you leave your post, amen, and without, you know, any reservation, without anything, you know, and you try to come back to your post, it's sort of hard to get back into the swing of things, right? Especially when you have been off your post for a minute. So the enemy, what he does is he tries to play with your mind and make you think, well, nobody don't understand. They don't want to understand it, you know, as if nobody ever had any problems, any troubles, any struggles, right? But the enemy begins to speak to your mind, and you allow it, and you shouldn't have, and you allow that thing to fester, and now you're walking in a spirit of offense when you should be going before the Lord, getting things in order. Well, whatever happened, you know, we got to learn how to apologize. Say, listen, I was wrong. You don't have to say you made a mistake, because evidently sometimes we feel like we haven't made a mistake. So just apologize, get things in order. We cannot leave our post and expect God to move for us, because what happens is that very day, or the very weeks or the months that you have left your position, you have allowed the other people that were connected to you to be open. You've allowed room for the devil to have space to come in and invade, right? So you never can leave your post unattended. Excuse me. And so what happens is when your post is left unattended, God would then put someone in position, come on, somebody that was just waiting in the balance, he'll begin to raise them up in the position that you were in, right? Because he says it's got to be somebody to fit, because I will not let, he's not going to let things go undone. If you're building the kingdom of God, you're working in the vineyard, God is going to make sure that everything that you need is there for you to be. If it's God's will, it's his bill. All right. I was just giving y'all a few minutes to go ahead and get them on the line. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and get our accolades out of the way. Tonight, I want to give God praise for my husband. Amen. Glory to God for allowing me the opportunity to do some of the things that I do in ministry, right? And so I just thank him for what he does to help push me. Amen. I want to also shout out my friend, my little sister, Dr. Kimmy Kim, amen, who makes it all possible, amen, for us to be here every Tuesday night. Amen. We give God glory for her and all of her business ventures and all of the things that God have her hands on. And if you're not signed in or have not joined our Beauty for Ashes Clubhouse page, you guys need to join us on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Amen. Friday nights on 9 p.m. And it's a bunch of great women. Amen. And we all of are assigned a Friday night to speak, right? So if you're not joining, and we also have a Facebook page. So you'll see me post things from time to time. You know, I'm always sometimes on the Facebook page greeting people or whatever have you. But we want you guys to join us on Clubhouse. Look us up on Clubhouse, Beauty to Ashes, right? So we're excited about what God is doing on Friday night. Amen. Hallelujah. Bunch of great women and men. We have men that come on with us as well. So if you're not doing anything on Friday nights, you need something to listen to, join us on Clubhouse, Beauty to Ashes. Amen. So listen, and I might be saying that wrong. I know I always do that. Glory to God. But yeah, listen, you can look on my Facebook page and you'll see it because it's there. So we're so excited tonight. We're going to go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for these your people that are here tonight, even that those that will come back by replay. Father, we just thank you for everything that you will do on tonight. Open up our minds, oh God, so that we may be able to understand, Father, what you're trying to convey to your people. Open up our hearts to receive us, to receive, God, what you're trying to say to us. Father, we just thank you tonight for fresh revelation, fresh knowledge. Lord, help us to apply this word to our heart, to our lives, so that we may be able to produce what you want us to produce in the earth. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor on tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're excited again, everybody. We want to talk briefly about in the elementary school. There's an elementary school where I was reading where the Satanists have after school, and what they're doing in the elementary school system is teaching the children how to be Satanists. They're teaching our children about the different, they have the different pictures, different signs, what they mean. And I understand that if you have an elementary student or nephew or niece or whatever, grandchild or whatever, you know, looking at those pictures that they have, you know, that can frighten a child because it sort of, it looks bad for us to even look at, you know. So God knows what it can do to our children. So my thing tonight is to inquire of the parents, grandparents, you know, or just, you know, the school teachers. You know, somebody got to stand up, you know, for our children to say what we want in our schools and what we don't want in our schools. You know, it's sad that you have a governor, sad that you have a president that would allow even these types of things to be a part of the school systems. I believe that we have the right, because it's our constitutional right, what we want our children to be informed of. I mean, you know, as well as, you know, being a part of something or something that we don't want them to be a part of. And so what this will probably do is push our children who to Christian schools, because that is not acceptable. You know what I mean? It's not even acceptable to me. I don't have an elementary school child, but do you not know if it starts at elementary level, it'll go to the middle school and to the high school. So I want every intercessor to sharpen up your tools, begin to intercede on to bind this Satan after school class, or Satanics after school, or whatever they're calling it. I think that's what they're calling it. But it's, again, it is to equip your children to, and it's to engage them into the world of, you know, the dark demonic world, to even try to, you know, get them to become a part from elementary level, right? So, you know, if the children are listening and watching and engaging, then they're going to bring it home to the parents. But now if you raising your children up in the admonition of the Lord, they will be bold enough to say, well, that is not of God. Whether people listen or not, whether they get picked on or not, your children know what's right and what's wrong. They'll begin to say, that's something that's not right. You know what I'm saying? So please, parents, raise your children or bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. But now, if this is in your town, because let me go here. In the state of Alabama, our governor is funding with state tax, state and federal dollars, a transgender school. All right. So I think it's a transgender high school. I think it is. It's sad to say, but, you know, we're getting ready for our election and we're going to vote her out. And she is she's an elderly lady, maybe like 74, but she is a practicing lesbian. Right. And so, you know, those beliefs does not go with what I've read in my Bible. And so it does not go well with me. You know, I don't think you should have so, you know, what you're saying is, see, this right here seems like they're trying to make a difference, saying that, okay, we're going to have a transgender school. So now if you got a transgender school, so everybody that's not transgender, they'll stay at the straight school, you know, and this is nothing but a robbery. This is a tactic of the devil, and you have to see it as it is. You got to look at what he's trying to do, divide and conquer, all right? So, no, I mean, if you're transgender, you shouldn't be in the school with students that are straight. You know what I mean? Since they want to do it that way, I think that, you know, I don't think that we should be funding the school, though. Amen, you know, because you're taking away tax dollars from, you know, the public school system or, if you know, the school, the charter schools or however they're getting their money. You're taking away, even with the Christian school. There are some Christian school who gets federal dollars, right? So, you know, is this something that I want you guys to be praying about as the Lord leads you to pray. If he leads you, fine. If that's not your burden, fine. But if you got any, you know, children, you know, you need to, you know, step up. And so we can head this thing off, but it's going to take prayer. Amen. Like with anything else. So that was my take on that tonight. You know, just a lot of things, you know, that are coming down the table. And, you know, when it comes to the children, leave these kids alone. I just don't believe that you should have five-year-olds trying to figure out if they were born in the right body. I just don't think that that's too much on them, you know. And then you ask them if they have two mommies or two daddies. I mean, really, y'all, we got to have a say-so in our children's upbringing. You still have the authority, parents, to say whether you want your children in that kind of school or not. Take your authority, amen, back, and stop just because you feel like, well, I'm just because, well, they got to go to school, so they just have to deal with it. No, they don't have to deal with it. You know, you're going to pay down the line with all of you endorsers. When it's against God's word and you endorsing it, you will pay down the line. We got to move on to the word tonight. Let us go into the book. The paperback book. How many of you got your paperback Bibles on tonight? You know we have to do a little studying in the Word, but I'll make it short. If I know that somebody let me know if you can hear me well. This is a night where we study. On Tuesday night, we get information. We get some of everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Second Timothy, the fourth chapter. Second Timothy. The fourth chapter. Can y'all hear me well? I was trying to rest up my voice so that I could sound a little better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Second Timothy, the fourth chapter. I'm going to begin at verse one. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Now let me say this. I do understand that sometimes this word is going to hit home. It's going to hit me. Then it's going to hit you, right? And because sometimes, I'm just going to tell you, when verse 2, it says, preach the word. Okay, we got to preach the word, right? If you've been called to preach the word of God, you're going to have to preach it. You got to be instant, in season and out of season, meaning that you got to do it quickly. Amen. Immediately. You got to do it in season. When in season, meaning when everybody want to hear, you got to do it out of season when don't nobody want to hear. When people don't want, oh, Lord, have mercy. When people don't want to hear. When people don't want you to say anything. When people are coming up against your voice, you still got to speak the word of the Lord. You still got to preach to a people that don't want God. I don't care what time of year it is. You got to obey God to the fullest. Listen, your life depends on your obedience. So, you know, you're going to have folks that, and right now, and I'm going to speak for myself, I'm in a season where God, those that need to hear my voice, there's a spirit out now that is trying to come up against my voice to those who I'm supposed to speak into their lives. And that is, so it makes them mad when they hear me. It makes them mad when I say whatever God tells me to say. It makes them mad when I rebuke them. It makes them mad when I correct them. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Even if I'm exhorting them, they still get mad. Why? Because there's a spirit that does not want them to hear my voice. It's a spirit that is trying to stop them from hearing the voice of God through me, because they don't want to, Lord have mercy, they don't want to take heed. They want to still do what they've been doing all their lives. They want to party. They're not ready to come in. They want to still be lying. They still want to be getting drunk. They still want to be getting high. They still want to be sleeping in somebody else's bed. They still, oh, Lord have mercy, they don't care if they're sleeping with your husband, with your wife. They don't care. They still want to do it their way. So if they want to do it their way, what can you do? You can listen. You can take the cow, hallelujah, to the water. You can take the pig to the water. You can take the goat to the water. And that does not mean they're going to take heat. Does not mean they're going to drink that water. One of them may say the water look a different color. One of them may say the water smells funny. So everybody got their different opinions. But who opinions matter tonight? Only what God says should be what matters to you, right? I can't express this on you too strongly. God is looking over your shoulder, right? Christ himself is the judge with the final say on everyone, living and dead. God has the final say over the dead and the living, right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is about to break into the open with his rule. So proclaim the message with intensity. Preachers, reachers, those influencers, those of you who have a voice to speak, speak it with intensity, right? Don't come here speaking like with a low voice where nobody can hear you or understand you. Speak with intensity. Proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch. Oh, God, have mercy. Some of you have gotten off of your watch. Oh, Lord, you've gotten off of your post. Uh-huh. You done came down off the wall. God have given some of you, he made some of you what we call a watchman on the wall. But because you saw something that it got that caught your attention, intrigue, your curiosity, you came down off the wall to see what that was, to taste of what that was. And then you got off post. Uh-huh. You allowed somebody to get you off your post where God put you. God gave you that post. And because you wanted to see what they were doing, and because they talked a good game, you came down off the wall. Now you, oh Lord, have mercy. And now you have lost rank. You done lost your position, because when you came down, God said, I called you to cover, hallelujah, a certain area, a certain geographical area. And because you didn't do it, I had to put somebody in your position. Lord, have mercy. Now you're mad. You can't be mad with nobody but yourself, because you did it to yourself, right? Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord on tonight. You got to keep your watch, people. Challenge. Warn. Uh-huh. You got to challenge people. So I challenge you on tonight to hear God as it pertains to your life. I challenge you on tonight to hear what the Lord has to say concerning you. I challenge you on tonight to hear what the Lord is requiring of you. I challenge you on tonight to get all that God has for you. I challenge you on tonight. Amen. Holly, you need to be challenged, because if you, some of you not challenged, you will fall beneath, you'll be beneath the bar. When we, when God have set the bar, you go beneath the bar because you want to stay low. Hallelujah. You want to stay mediocre. And God says, I didn't call you to be mediocre. I call you to rise above. Come on here. Hallelujah. How you call yourself an eagle and you stay below, or below? Eagles don't hang low. Come on here. They go high. Hallelujah. Good word on tonight. God bless you, apostle. Hallelujah. And urge your people. Don't ever quit. I don't care what you do. When you're standing in for God, you never quit. Don't you ever throw in the towel. Yes, the time's going to get hard. It's going to be rough. But don't you quit. It is not the time to quit. It is not the time to collapse. It is not the time to faint. I know you got problems. I know you got temptations. I know you got feelings. I know the flesh sometimes is weak, but the spirit should be willing. Don't you quit on God. Don't you, hey, don't you hesitate on God. Don't you fall out. My God, of your position. Don't you, oh Lord, have mercy. Don't you abandon the ship. Now is not the time to abandon the ship. Now is the time for you to keep walking in the way of the Lord. Keep doing what he called you to do. Hallelujah. If you have to go by yourself, keep going. Hallelujah. Just keep it simple. Just keep it simple. Let us go to verse 3. Well, yeah. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Mm-hmm. We are in that time. How many of you know we're in the time? You tell a person that the truth, and guess what? They're going to tell you that truth is a lie, because now they're believing the lies. They're believing, they are, listen, they don't want to hear sound doctrine. This is what the word is saying. Lord have mercy. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That's a lot of itching ears going on around here. All y'all want, you know, they want a word. As long as you can tickle that ear, oh, you got them. Hallelujah. And you could be lying to them. But guess what? If you lie to them, then they think it's the truth. But when you tell them the truth, they think it's a lie, because they do not want to submit to sound doctrine. They want the false doctrine, people. Verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. What is a fable? It's like the old wives' tales, the old wives' fables, like they, you know, the little cliches. That's what they're turning into. You know, let me give, see if I can just come up with one off the top of my head. There's so many. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. If it's good for the goose, it should be good for the gander. And, you know, those are like old wives' fables. It is some more, but it just, that's not, you know, just not, because some of those things are not true. So it doesn't, not ringing a bell tonight. All right. But watch thou in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Listen to this. Listen to the word. But watch in all things. We got to be watchful. You got to watch everybody that's connected to you. You got to watch those that want to connect to you. You got to watch those in your inner circle. You got to watch those in your outer circle. You got to watch those family members. You got to watch your surroundings. You got to watch everything now. You can't take, you can't leave nothing to chance, because the moment you get caught slipping, something's going to happen. The moment you turn your back, something going to happen. The moment you get your eyes off of God, you're headed for destruction. Who am I talking to tonight? Lord, this word is good. It's rich. It's rich soil. Somebody say rich soil. Hallelujah. Now, you're going to find out that there will be times when people will have no stomach for solid teaching. That's why I try to tell y'all, y'all all on these prophets pages, y'all all on the fake prophets pages. Every time somebody comment or something that you want to hear, you like it, and then you start talking, sharing it, and passing around, and then you comment and all that stuff. And then what you don't realize is we can see you all on these people pages, which makes you look like a fake, which makes you look hungry. I mean, for itching ears, you have itching ears. If you got to be, if you got a prophet in your circle, why you got to be on all these prophets pages? Something ain't right. It must be that the prophet that's in your circle is correcting and rebuking you. And because they're correcting and rebuking you, you're trying to find somebody that'll coincide with what your foolishness. You're trying to find a co-signer that will say what you're doing is right. But I'm going to tell you right now, if it ain't God, it ain't right. If it ain't God, it ain't right. If it ain't God, it ain't right. So get mad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd rather lose you. I'd rather lose you as a friend for telling you the truth than to see you go all the way to hell and I didn't do my part. Because guess what? It ain't going to be on my end because I'm going to tell you the truth. That's what you need. You need a friend. Regardless of what, you need somebody bold enough to tell you the truth. They ain't got to be your bestie. They just got to be a person whom God have chosen. Amen. I don't care. I don't care where they are. If they telling you the truth, stop fighting the truth. Because you know what? The truth does hurt, especially when you're not in place. When you're not in position, the truth will hurt. But guess what? It's good for your soul. Hallelujah. And it'll keep you out of hell. The truth will keep you out of hell. So people are not going to, you know, they're not going to be able to stomach the solid teacher. Fill up on spiritual junk food. Catching opinions that tickle their fancy. As I said earlier, only God's opinion that matter. But see, you rather hear, oh, yeah, girl, you're going to get a husband this year. You ain't got a husband, and all the years before, they kept telling you that. And now you think you're going to get a husband. Baby, you ain't even ready to be married. You're not marriage material. You still want to sleep around. Come on here. You want a whore around. Yes, you do. So until you get yourself clean, until you let God do that inner healing, you're not ready for a husband. Some of you don't even know how to cook a pancake. But you want to have a husband. Baby, go get you some etiquette classes. Because you need to know how to dress. You need to know how to set a table for real. Some of y'all throw a plate on the table, and then you put the silverware all the wrong way. How you ready to be a wife? Uh-oh. Who told I stepped on tonight? Uh-huh. Yeah, this good. This good to me. Uh-huh. You want to be a wife. I'm ready to be married. And you can't even save $100 a week. You can't even save no money. How you ready to be a wife? You're getting broke. You can't pay your phone bill. Phone get cut off. You're an overgrown woman. You can't even pay your phone bill. Lord Jesus. Some of y'all still live with your parents, and yet you say you want a husband. You ain't never been on your own to see if you can manage living by yourself. How you, Lord Jesus. Do you not know the men, the modern men in this hour that are godly men, they are looking for a wife. They may make you a housewife, but even if they make you a housewife, they want you to still be able, if they bring home the bacon, you know how to cook it. You can fry it up in the pan, right? Not only that, they can give you the money, but you got to know what to deposit. You got to bring it all down. You got to bring all your bills to the table. They want to see you pay your bills on time. Come on, somebody. Who am I talking to tonight? So I'm trying to hope y'all, because you talking about getting married, honey. If you ain't master at paying a bill on time, you are in for a rude awakening. You'll have a man probably try to break your neck, because these men coming with substance. They are established. Your husband should be established. If he say he want to marry you, he should already be established. He should be able to put you in a home. If you got your own home, he should put, y'all should rent that one out. Oh, because you can save it for your kids. But if you got, but then if you move, let him move you into a home. Come on. Hallelujah. Or he may have his own home, and it's bigger and better than what you got, baby. Move on over there. But make sure your name is added to the addendum. Come on, somebody. Talk back to me, church. Where you at? I'm talking to you now. I'm throwing the net on out there. I want to see if y'all going to bite tonight. How many you eating? How many you eating? How many you eating? So here it is. And when he comes, he got the substance. He should be able to pay all your debt. Come on. I'm not talking like Boaz, but Boaz did pay. Oh, his future wife didn't even know he was planning on paying her bills even before he asked for a hand in marriage. He had his men out. Tell him, go find out how much she owe, how much they both owe. And he paid it before he took her hand in marriage. Now, but you don't want Boaz, because that was her husband, Ruth's husband. That was not your husband. You got to get you a husband. Amen. Glory to God. You may want a man like Boaz, but you can't have Boaz. He's only, you know, that was his, he had a wife. Stop trying to get somebody else's husband. That's what's wrong with y'all in the church, in the world too. You want something that you can't have. Glory to God. So here it is, you know, but then he need to be able, even if you got children, he should be loving enough to take on the role of a father, not a stepfather. what he's stepping to. Come on. You want him to take on the role of a father. Amen. And you need to get your baby children in order. Because they may be wild, buck wild. They may not be respectful. But that man ain't going to put up with no disrespectful kids. And they don't belong to him. Come on now. Glory to God. I'm moving on. I'm going to leave y'all alone. Reading. Wait a minute. So you got them. They want the opinions of somebody else. You want the opinions of others. That's why you're on that phone. That's why you stay on Facebook on other prophets' pages to get a word. Your leaders then already gave you a word, but that wasn't good enough because that wasn't the word you wanted to hear because they told you like an IS is, and you didn't want to hear that. You wanted them to tell you a girl. This you want them to lie to you. Let's be real. You want them to lie, and they did. So you on everybody paid, and you giving them money. You paying for them words. You paying them, and them words ain't even manifesting. You know why? They're not manifesting because it was a lie from the pit anyway. Because your ears were itching. You know what? If you really want a word, get in your word. Get in the Bible because it's got all the words you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible begins to say, you know, they're going to turn their backs on truth. They're going to turn their back on truth, you know, but you got to keep your eye on what you're doing. Y'all, listen, never sum yourself up by the next man because what the next man did, excuse me, to get ahead, you may not want to do. And if you are in God, God ain't going to allow you to do that. He has his own way. Your life is already mapped out, people. If you can just stay with the roadmap, you won't have, and don't get detoured, you will be all right. So don't worry about what the next person doing. Don't sum your life up by what they doing, because some of them ain't doing nothing at all. They just want you to think they doing something. They ain't got nothing going on. Nothing. That's why they trying to mess with you. Jealousy. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servant. Y'all hear me? Do a thorough job. Let's go to verse 6. For I am not ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Hence, therefore, is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. Amen. I think I'm going to stop. I'm trying to look at the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, take over. You take over. You take over. You know, and Apostle Paul said, I'm about to die. My life is at my life and offering on God's altar. You know, this is the only race worth running. You know, you gotta look at this man in his transition and how he was a person that killed church people, Christians. I mean, he murdered and slaughtered them. Whatever he had to do, he got it done and didn't even get caught. Oh, but to the day God was ready to reckon with him. Come on here. Don't y'all know everybody got a day that God going to deal with you, and either you're going to do right or you're not. Amen. So he was, you know, he became the great apostle that we know him to be today. Amen. And, you know, but this race it's worth running. It's worth running away. It's worth seeing it to the end. You know, I understand that we may be at different areas in our life where we're running our race, but don't try to outrun me, and I ain't going to try to outrun you. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it's given to the one that endured to the end. I just want to endure. Somebody say, I just want to endure. I want to endure, honey. I want to have that long suffering. I want to endure this race. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to finish my race. I ran hard, right to the finish, believed all the way. Now, we can't all say that, but Apostle Paul was saying that, you know. We can all say that we believed all the way, because some of you don't believe God like you should. You know, some of you just don't. You're just doubting. You're just like a doubting Thomas. You just doubt everything. And when you doubt a lot, guess what happens? You take out things that God would do, he won't do, because you don't believe that he can do. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Things that he would do, he won't do, because you believe that he can't do. Lord Jesus, you'll catch that tomorrow. All that's left now is the shouting, God's applause. See, that's what we're waiting now, that we all trying to fight this good fight of faith, right? We all want to finish our course, right? Because you want to hear God say, what? Well done. God's a Lord. Depend on it. He's an honest judge. He'll do right, not only by me, but by every eager person for his coming. I'm excited about God's coming on tonight. I don't know about you, but listen, I want to be like Apostle Paul. I want to run my race with patience, right? I want to run my race. I want to finish my course. I don't want God to get all I do. I helping people and all that Lord, I prophesied in your name. Lord, I taught in your name. I helped got folks saved in your name. I helped got folks delivered in your name. I did this in your name. I did that in your name. And you mean to tell me I'm finna die by the way of the church? And he still said, depart from me. You work of iniquity. I know you're not. You mean to tell me all the people that got saved by my hands that you have allowed me to help get there, and I'd yet be a castaway? Woo! Lord have mercy. That would be a hurt thing. But on tonight, I just want to encourage you preachers. Stay on your post. I want to encourage every one of you tonight. Tonight's message is to stay on post. Stay on the watch. Stay on your watch. Don't come down. If you got a specific watch, stay on that watch. I don't care. Listen, I am determined, y'all. I'm talking about me. I am determined to stay on my watch. I am determined. I be on my watch even on vacation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay on my watch because somebody somewhere needs prayer. Somebody somewhere need me to be on watch, being focused, being in tune with the Spirit of God, being in tune, hallelujah, with his voice, hallelujah, stranger I won't follow, being in tune with what he's saying to declare over the people, to speak over the people. So tonight, we got to stay on watch. Keep your eyes open. Don't you shut your eyes to what God is revealing unto you. Keep your eyes open. Amen. So listen, we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. I need y'all to tell me what city and state you're chiming in from. Hallelujah. Give me your name first, your city and state, and if you have a prayer request. Dr. Kim and Kim, let's get these phone lines open on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Paula Knight, Monrovia, Alabama. How you doing, Pastor Sylvia?
I'm well. How are you, woman of God?
I'm blessed. I just need
you to
pray for me. Been going through issues in my body, but still
gospel. Your phone is like going out. I hope you can. You hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You say yes, ma'am? Okay. The Father had you to call in tonight because I have a word to release over you. Listen, there are some things. The Father wants you to go on a 3-day fast. I'm not telling you when to go on this fast, but there's a 3-day fast because you've been asking God for something that's very, very important, not only for you, but for your family. Your family life is going to depend on this thing right here. You need a miracle. You need God to move for you. God said there's some things that went left that need to get back right. Oh, Boshanda Basaya. Hallelujah. Some people, you allow some people to get in your ear, Mando Boshaya. And God said, you go, I got to get this thing right because God want to turn things around. Woman of God, you are one that's called to evangelize. You have an evangelistic anointing on your life. You got to obey God in this hour. And I'm telling you, the enemy is coming to try to shift your life. Hallelujah. He's trying to shift you like wheat. Every time you get well, every time things seem to be going good, here comes something else. You got this going on. You got that going on. The enemy want to take you up out of here. But if I know who I am, I ain't going to say, you know how you hear people say, if I be a prophet of God, I ain't got to say all of that because I know who I am. I'm trying to tell you tonight, the Lord, he want to work a miracle just for you. You don't realize how important you are to God. It's too many ears, too many people talking, and ain't nobody got, they talking, but they ain't got nothing to say. You better hear what I'm saying to you tonight. God want to do it for you and your family. Hallelujah. And yeah, Messiah. See, they listen to you. They listen to you. They listen to you. Hallelujah. You got that. You got the influence, right? So because God has given you the influence, you got to be the one that set the record straight. God said he want to add some more things in your hand. When I first met you, God began to add stuff in your hand. He began to add stuff in your hand. He said, I want to give you something else. Oh, glory. Every time you see me, there's a shift. God shifts you. Hallelujah. But God said, I want to put some more stuff in your hand. Uh-huh. But there's some, I'm just going to tell you, you got some people praying against you.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, because see, son, let me tell you this. The devil don't know your future. But when we begin to pray, you know, say for an example, you're praying outwardly. You're saying what you want. Or you're praying and you see, you know, God is doing something. He's working some things out and you begin to say it or whatever. He begin to try to attack it. And so he, you know, he's listening. It's like monitoring spirit. You got people monitoring you. They watching you. They're watching you so closely till they know when you go to the bathroom. They watching you because they want, Lord Jesus, they wish they were you, but you're going to have to do this fast. And you, once you do this fast and do it the way God tell you, I don't know how he going to tell you. He ain't gave me that. But when you do it, it's going to release some things in your life. You be steadfast, unmovable about this fast. Don't you get off of it. Don't you tear. Don't tell nobody you on it. You just go on and obey God. Keep your mouth closed and watch the hand of God move for you. That is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. I thank you for joining me. I love you. And God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. How are you doing on tonight? I just want to tell you I appreciate you every day on Tuesday night, too. So I thank you for allowing the Lord to use you to bring the word to his sheep. And I love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. You know what? I love you, too. I love you more. And ain't nothing you can do about it. You hear that? Ain't nothing you can do about it. Amen. I want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Be encouraged because God is getting ready to move in some areas that even you didn't even think, you know, were possible, right? It's not that you doubted God, but you just didn't know God wanted to do these things for you. So just watch out, Minister Emma. You ain't seen your best days yet. Your best days, you ain't seen them. You haven't seen them as of, I'm going to just say this, as of 2020, but they right here. They're right here. You're getting ready to live in your best days. Be encouraged on tonight.
Thank you.
I love you.
Amen.
And God bless you.
Amen.
And all of you on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah. Call you on the air with
good
the
evening, apostle.
Good evening,
Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. So you know how
you are. I heard somebody before you, Mr. Rodney. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. It's KB from the Brookhaven area, and I just wanted to say I appreciate you on tonight on Word. Thank you. Standing on the post. Don't leave your post. Much needed, and I appreciate you for giving us that Word tonight, and God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, KB. Amen. God wants us to stay on watch because, when we close our eyes, that's when the devil come and attack our post. So stay on post. Man, God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. This is Ronnie calling in from Cleveland, Ohio. How are you?
I am well. How are you, woman of God?
I'm great. Nice word on tonight.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
God
more.
Is getting ready to bless your socks off. Ooh, and guess what? Tell the people you wearing socks right now. Ain't it cold up there?
Yeah, it's nice today.
It's nice today. But you had on your socks before, right?
Yep, I got my socks on.
Okay, then. That's what I said. You getting ready to bless your socks off. Come on, somebody. Don't play. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
just receive the word, woman of God. Just receive, honey. Stop fighting.
I receive it.
I love
you. Yes, Mom, I receive it.
All right, woman of God, I'll see you on in the morning when the sun, well, even if the sun don't rise, we're going to be up. Amen. Love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Tell him I love him. Amen. God bless you, calling you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How are you?
I'm well, woman of God. How are you?
I'm great, just like you. This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Well, woman of God, stay on your watch, yeah? Let me tell y'all something. You can be sick, but you still got to be on your watch because God is not caught up in our feelings, our emotions. I do understand we get sick, but guess how? Listen, I'll be on my watch sick. I preach sick. Come on, sometimes. I don't be feeling good sometimes. Back can be, Lord have mercy, we're going to talk about my back. So I'm just trying to tell y'all, but I'm still up on the wall. So you got to do likewise, right? When we handle God's business, he handles our business, okay? Amen. I love you on tonight. Thank you for joining me. God bless you.
Love you too. Love you too.
Amen. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle. Hallelujah.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm blessed. Thank you, the Lord, for the word. We need the word, and we need that accordingly to the word. And I give you, this is Tanya Ross from Theodore, Alabama.
Amen.
Blessings upon your life.
Honey, I accept them. Let them run over.
I enjoy the word apostle.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen, woman of God, we can't come off the wall.
Amen.
Can't come off our watch. We really can't.
Amen.
A lot of times, you know, people get relaxed. See, we can't afford to get relaxed. We ain't in the hour where we can relax. Because soon as you come out of battle, come on, David. I pull Brother David out tonight. Soon as you come out of battle and you party, well, you hollering, you know, jollying and y'all clapping and drinking a little bit, come home to find everything gone because why? You came off. I don't care. As soon as you come out of battle, you thank God that you got the victory, but you better get back on watch because the enemy is ready to snatch from you.
Amen. Amen.
And most times it's those that are closest to you. So tonight, I want to say this to everybody. You stay on prophets. I want to say this to everybody. It is time for you to go in and search the innermost parts of yourself and excommunicate people about your spirit. People that you gave space to, that didn't love you, that didn't want what you wanted, people that you gave space to, that didn't deserve to be in your heart. Excommunicate them so that you can have your heart can be free of that and you can love more people. You can love, you know what I'm saying? You will love again. And this is the word of the Lord for some of you. You will love again. For some of you thinking that I probably won't ever love again. Yeah, you will. You will.
Right.
But the next time you love, it's going to be the real deal or you won't, you know, you're not playing. And we don't have time to play because life is this serious, y'all. We are in the war of our lives. And if you don't fight, you're going to lose.
Ooh, my God. That's awesome. That's good.
So you know, you're going to have to, so excommunicate them folks about your spirit. They done took enough space up. They wasn't ready. They playing games. You know what I'm saying? And God's going to bring some more to you that's going to really be ready. Come on. And so, yeah, let's do that because we want to have that inner healing, right, so that we can be free for God to really use us. Because as women, we can't even really help our sisters if we got a bunch of hurt. We hurt, still hurting and grieving and bleeding and all of that. We got to get free. So I want y'all to do that for me on tonight. Just do that exercise. A woman of God. And then you're getting ready to get a phone call about coming to preach. And this way, where this place is, I don't know where it's exactly where the thing going to be, but you just won't be speaking. You won't be just a speaker for 2 or 3, 4 minutes. This God going to use you to bring the word, and there shall be much healing. This is a healing service. People going to be healed. See, because a lot of people are saved and filled, but they need healing from what I just said. They've allowed people to hurt them so till they can't love. You know, they just low on love. You know, they don't feel like no one cares. The enemy done played with them, their minds. And see, that's what happens. He plays with our minds because we've given him a little crack. He don't need but a crack.
Amen. Amen.
And then that stuff begins to fester. So I see you getting a phone call to come minister healing. God said this is going to be such a healing, anointing service. Like never, you, this one will go down. In the books, says God. This one going down in the book. Because it's going to even, God says, I'm even going to use you to bring forth deliverance. But also, but the thing about it is this, you're going to find yourself even getting free. In healing. He's going to even heal you in the process. Hallelujah. So God says it's going to be a twofold. So you just be listening out. But now don't get it twisted if you get some foolish calls too. Because you know the devil hearing what I'm saying. So he may have more than one person to call you. But you're going to know this one because God said he's going to let you tune in. It's going to be something that they say. That's going to be just what your spirit going to bear witness. And then other stuff, you're going to be like, I ain't got time for this foolishness, you know. And you're going to say, let me check my schedule. I'll get back with you. Yeah. See what I'm saying? That's how you handle them. Because you ain't got time. Your God's got a certain people, has a certain group that's going to hear your voice. And God's going to use you. And then the people going to be free. And that's what you want. You want people that is hungry and ready for God to move. And they can be free if they want it. So that there it is. But I love you on tonight. Thank you for joining me. Woman of God, have a good week here. Enjoy the rest of your week. Amen. God bless you. Listen, y'all. Next Tuesday night, somebody say Tuesday. Hallelujah. Next Tuesday night is going down again at the same bat time. Now, same Jesus time, same Jesus station. I need y'all to meet me over here Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Listen, if you are in the Mobile area anywhere on May the 28th, I'm having my first book signing at the library on Greenlight Road from 2:30 to 6. Not only that, we're going to have a little class, amen, on relationship, amen, even for the married people and for the singles. So if you're anywhere in this area, y'all need to get here, be there. Come on out and pick your book. The books are $30. You're paying it forward. I know Dr. Kimmy Kim going to get on me. I'm not forgotten about you. I'm just trying to wait on the prophetic word. Amen. Listen, by the 15th, I'm closing out signing the prophetic word part, but I will sign your book on my signature on that date, but the prophetic words will be signed on before the 15th. I'm going to say what the Lord has to say. Y'all know how to find me on Facebook. Amen. Reach out to one of my children. They'll know what to tell you, what to do or whatever. Amen. We love you guys. Listen, until next week, it has been real, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Shalom.
The word out. It's the word. Yeah.